Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How do you think things have changed in Minnesota and the Twin Cities in the last 2 years? Give us a text, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. What's the most prominent change that you've seen? Joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, when I thought about this show and how we were going to remember 2 years later, there were some immediate names that came to mind, and they'll all be on with me tonight. You heard P.J. Hill. Charlie Adams will join us. He runs the 4th Precinct in North Minneapolis, and Larry McKenzie, a focal point over there for many, many, many years. He doesn't just coach it on the north side. He lives it on a daily basis. And he joins us now. And Larry, I'll get to the George Floyd and what's changed in a couple of minutes. But this is also Mental Health Awareness Month. And it's a tough week for you. Someone Absolutely. That you mentored, a coach that had had success and had a few issues over the last year, is no longer with us today as of Monday. And that was someone that you got him into coaching. Expand. You can tell the story better than I can, Larry, because I know you're feeling a heavy heart.
Yeah, Matt. Mike, it's been a real struggle, to be honest with you, since Monday. As you well know, we lost Coach McAllister on Monday, and you know, goes back a long, long ways. I mean, 20 plus years. Coach Matt reached out to me when he was a freshman at the University of Wisconsin-River Falls. Mm-hmm. Sent me a very touching letter, you know, saying that he had followed my career and. You know, asked if I'd be one. He had a desire to get into coaching. Asked if I'd be willing to mentor him, and I sat on that letter for almost a year, and then we ran into each other at a game in the summertime at Bernil St. Margaret, and he was like, introduced himself. I'm the young man that sent you that letter. Oh, okay. You know, I've been meaning to get back to you, kind of thing. Got a chance to start spending a little bit of time with him. Came on my staff in 2000 at Patrick Henry. Was with me for a number of years when I left Henry and went to the ABA and then got back in high school basketball at Holy Angels. He was my associate head coach, spent time with me there. So he was with me for about 11 years, and, you know, of course, he left then. Had an opportunity to become a head coach and took the job at Breck. where he did a good job of turning that program around. Left Breck to go St. Croix Lutheran, spent some time there. St. Croix Prep, spent some time there. Then on to BC, where, you know, actually student meet teacher in a section final. And, you know, we were number one team in the state. Coach Matt upset me in that game and took Brookman Center to a state tournament, something that had not been done in a while. And then, of course, left BC to go on to South St. Paul, and he has done a tremendous job, with that program, turning it around, undefeated season. And then, of course, you know, trouble came over the horizon. And so, you know, I talked to him about a week ago, and we had been having some regular discussions about, you know, getting through the process and what was ahead. And I honestly have to tell you, Mike, I didn't see this coming at all.
You couldn't hear it in his voice, huh? I mean, the things that you look for, you didn't see, huh?
Mike, he said all of the right things. Mm. And so, I mean, and we just talked about, you know, like, you got a lot of people that love you, that support you. You, no matter what it is, you know, we're going to be there. We're going to get through this. And I'll tell you, I mean, all the right stuff. We, you know, we talked about scripture and faith and all the right things. I just didn't see this coming at all.
You know, but that's what scares me, Larry, when we talk about mental health awareness. Someone can take their own life, and then you hear later that people didn't see the signs. And I don't know what the signs are sometimes, because you hear this a lot, and it's really hard to hear just what you said there, because you're going, well, you know, it looked like he was looking at your sentence and a minimum security, and he said, that's tough stuff, but we got to get through this, and you can get through this. And then the next thing you hear, and it just blows you away.
It just blows you away, because I honestly thought that, you know, Friday, May 20th, I thought he was in a good place. I really did, and had the utmost confidence that, you know, Wednesday, whatever happened, you know, that he was prepared to get through it. And you're right. I mean, and that's part of my challenge now. I mean, you just don't know, you know. You don't know. You don't know. I know, you know, a couple folks that even talked to him on Monday, talked to him that day early in the morning, said no signs. There was nothing there that you know, that would give any indication that was even a thought, mm-hmm. you know. So, yeah, this I mean, Coach Matt was really like a son to me. I mean, family.
Oh, he had such reverence for you, Larry. When I talked to him, he it would always go to Larry McKenzie and explaining what you did for him and the story that you told about the letter that he wrote, all those things. He like followed your playbook and watched you once. Even when he had success, he kept watching you. I mean, you were a father figure to him, you know, throughout his career.
He talked about that, and you know, we would meet and have lunch, and he would always talk about that. And when you talk about, and that's one of the things that, you know, I tell Matt was a sponge, and he, every single thing that he saw me do, he duplicated it. I mean, everything. You know, I mean, Matt did not miss a beat,
and it worked at Brookman Center and South St. Paul basketball wise.
Yeah, and it's crazy, right? Because,
yeah.
I mean, when you look at, like my career, you know, going to Henry, I mean, they were not a top program.
No.
And then, you know, what we did at Holy Angels, and
yep.
then what we came back to do at North, I mean, he had it down. I mean, we both were able to go to resurrect, you know, programs who had, you know, lost a little bit of shine and that kind of stuff. And like I say, I mean, I would sit down and we'd have lunch or dinner or just be talking to each other. And it was, you know, you just smile. I mean, because he got it, you know. And I don't care what anybody say. I mean, when it came to loving kids and being authentic, and even as you talk about George Floyd and race relations and that kind of stuff, I mean, Matt was way ahead of his time.
Mm.
Cared about kids regardless of, of color. Matt cared about people.
You know, Larry, you've dealt with a lot in the city in the number of years that you've coached, and certainly recently. But I got a call yesterday, and they said, you know, Alonzo Dodd is struggling. Alonzo Dodd's a great point guard for South St. Paul, as you know, that played for him and is going to go play Division I, got a scholarship down in Texas. And he said that, you know, he lost Dion Ford, if the name's familiar, that's a young man from St. Paul Central that was killed in a transaction gone awry or whatever it was a couple of months ago. And they were very good friends. Apparently, Dion was a very good athlete, who you probably are aware of that, at St. Paul Central. And he said now he lost his coach, the guy that, you know, believed in him and had taken him up another level. You deal with kids a lot. And this guy is still the coach to many. And as I mentioned in the case of Alonzo Dodd, he lost a good friend as well. What do you do when you counsel the kids right now, the kids that are going through something that they don't understand?
Well, you know, I mean, and it's crazy that you asked that question. I mean, to be honest with you, you know, I've reached out to a couple friends of mine as well that work in the mental health field to ask that question. Like, what do you do? You know what I'm saying? I mean, and it's almost, you know, like, you know, it's almost like what we're going through in regards to what happened in Texas yesterday, right? At some point, our prayers and our condolences just don't do enough.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? And especially, you know, in Dodd's case where, you know, I mean, so many African-American boys, right, deal with this thing called abandonment, right? They get close to people. They let their windows all the way down. They trust them. And then all of a sudden, they're gone.
Yep, there's rejection or some form of it, right?
Yeah.
Or at least that's the way they perceive it.
At least that's the way that they perceive it, correct, you know. And so, you know, I mean, you just try to, you know, I did reach out to Coach Edwards yesterday and at South St. Paul and asked him, you know, was there anything I could do to help, you know, in that regard. It's been a struggle for me the last 48 hours. Yeah. I mean, it's really been a struggle.
When did you get the news? How did you get the news, Larry?
Well, I got the news about 4:30. His wife called.
Yeah.
Broken up. And, you know, that, you know, this, and this coach, you know, Matt committed suicide.
Yep.
So about 4:30 on Monday. And then Ross Foreman, one of our former players who was very close to Coach Matt Atwell, who had been on his staff, and called us immediately afterwards and said the same thing. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, and so.
You know, Larry, the last 2 years, you've seen a lot, too, and you've tried to keep that north side together as best you can in your own way. And, I mean, it's a lot. When you start talking about Deshaun Hill and everything else, it's a lot. It's a lot for everybody, Larry.
It really is, Mike. It's a lot. You know, and I just said to a friend of mine earlier today, I mean, I don't even know how, I mean, honestly, like, with all of this trauma and what have you, like, how I'm even expected to really function. You know, it's hard.
And you're the leader, you know? I mean, you know what I'm saying? They're looking to you, right?
And that's the thing about it is, right, you know, oftentimes the person that's calling and asking how everybody else is doing, you know, very few people reach out. But I've been blessed. You know, a lot of people know the relationship between myself and Coach Matt, and people have just reached out to, like, hey, you know, if you need somebody to talk to, you know, we know what you're going through. My job has been very good. You know, coach, take what time you need right now to try to get through this and process this. And so it's hard. I mean, it's hard, Mike, you know, and one of the things that as a believer, you know, I just really trust God, but I don't always understand it, right?
Yeah.
So when you lose good people, like Coach Matt, especially under the circumstances, you know, you constantly asking yourself why. And then the other part about being a strong thing about The other struggle with a person like myself is you always ask, like, I talked to him on Friday. What could I have said? What could I have done?
Yeah.
You know, in that conversation, you know what I'm saying? That would have helped ease whatever he was going through.
Yeah. And I just hope you don't hold yourself too accountable for those things, because I don't know that any of us are
versed enough. And the reality of it is, I mean, you know, again, I mean, I've had a number of people like, come on, coach, like, yeah, that, I mean, you did.
That's right, and he didn't want to let you down. He wasn't going to let you know. You know what I mean? You're his guy. He didn't want you to think that he was going to struggle through this, you know?
And that was a big part of the conversation. I mean, you know that. I mean, and I remember before the news article hit in January, he called, Coach, I needed to share something with you. I want you to know. I don't want you to read about it. I don't want you to see it on social media. And he told me, you know, what the situation was and all of those kind of things. And that was one of the things we talked about, because, you know, I really felt like I needed to reassure him that, you know, I mean, the love that I have for you is unconditional. It's not tied to, you know, we all make mistakes, you know what I'm saying? It's unconditional. And so that's a lot of our conversation was like, man, you know, I'm not judging you. Nobody's judging. We're going to be all right. You know, we're in this together, you know, that kind of stuff. Let's think about, you know, the Tracy and those kids.
Mm. Last question, the last 2 years since George Floyd and all that's happened on the north side of Minneapolis, what state is North Minneapolis in right now, Larry?
I don't know. I think we're at a critical crossroad, Mike. I mean, you know, I see the stuff that Tim Baylor and some of the projects that are going on, Sanctuary Covenant Church. You see some of what some of the organizations, Pillsbury United Communities and others, are doing in the north side, and that gives you a ray of hope. But again, the other part of it is I can tell you, you know, it's a traumatized community. I mean, since the George Floyd incident, it seems like the gun violence, the gunshots, and all of those kind of things have not slowed down at all. You know, it's a constant. And if you think about it, I mean, I think last year Minneapolis came close to breaking the record for murders, and what, 80% of those were in North Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. This year, we're on pace to, again, have conversations of whether or not we're going to become Murderapolis again, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know, I mean, there's some hope, but there's a lot of work yet to be done. I mean, you look at what's going on with us and what our kids have had to deal with at North High, the issues with the principal
it just seems like it never ends, Larry.
It's just piling on, Mike.
The teacher strike, and now they're going to the summer, and then the principal's fired, and now they're not fired, you know? And
then you lose a classmate and a teammate and all of that. And so it's just, Mike, it just seems like it keeps piling on. And again, it's not being distributed across the city, right?
No. It's not, unbelievable.
It's unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
It's not being distributed across the city. It's North Minneapolis.
Well, they need you a lot over there, Larry. I appreciate you very much coming on tonight, but they need you a lot. So I hang in there. Keep the faith, my friend, and keep doing what you're doing, because you do a whole lot more good than you'll ever know.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.